When we get older, we often fall into bad habits that damage our health and happiness. The philosophy of Stoicism provides profound insights into how to live a fulfilling life at any age. Today, we will delve into 10 common mistakes made in older age and explore how Stoic teachings can guide us to avoid these pitfalls, ensuring a life rich in purpose, gratitude, and inner tranquility. Mistake 1. Losing purpose. One of the gravest mistakes one can make in older age is losing a sense of purpose. Purpose is a cornerstone of a meaningful life, driving us forward and giving our days structure and significance. In the words of the Stoic philosopher Seneca, "Life is long if you know how to use it." This profound statement reminds us that purpose is not bound by age. Rather, it is an ever-evolving journey. When we retire or our children grow up, it's easy to feel that our primary roles have ended. However, Stoicism teaches us that our purpose is not tied to a specific job or role, but to living virtuously and contributing to the greater good. Marcus Aurelius, another Stoic sage, advised, "People who labor all their lives but have no purpose to direct every thought and impulse toward are wasting their time." To avoid this mistake, consider what gives your life meaning beyond traditional roles. Perhaps it's mentoring the younger generation, engaging in volunteer work, or pursuing a passion that was set aside during your busier years. The key is to continuously seek out ways to contribute and grow. Reflect on what truly matters to you and align your daily actions with these values. Mistake 2. Holding onto grudges. Another profound mistake that can tarnish the golden years is holding onto grudges. The weight of resentment and unresolved conflicts can erode inner peace and disrupt relationships. Stoicism offers a powerful antidote to this corrosive habit through the practice of forgiveness and the understanding of human fallibility. Epictetus reminds us, "It is not events that disturb people, it is their judgments concerning them." Holding a grudge is a clear example of how our judgments and perceptions can cause prolonged suffering. By viewing the actions of others through a lens of resentment, we allow those actions to continue to harm us long after the initial event. To overcome this, Stoicism encourages us to cultivate empathy and understanding. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Whenever you are about to find fault with someone, ask yourself the following question. What fault of mine most nearly resembles the one I am about to criticize?" This practice of self-reflection and empathy can dissolve the harsh judgments that fuel grudges. Forgiveness, a central Stoic principle, is also crucial. It doesn't mean condoning harmful actions, but rather releasing the emotional burden they impose on us. Forgiving others frees us from the chains of the past, allowing us to move forward with a lighter heart and clearer mind. Consider this teaching from Seneca: the best way to avenge yourself is to not be like that. Furthermore, holding on to grudges often stems from an unrealistic expectation that others should behave as we wish. Stoicism teaches us to accept that we cannot control others, only our own reactions. By focusing on our responses rather than the actions of others, we reclaim our power and cultivate inner peace. Mistake 3. Neglecting gratitude. Neglecting gratitude is a significant mistake because it blinds us to the abundance that already exists in our lives and diminishes our overall happiness. The Stoics understood the transformative power of gratitude, viewing it as a vital practice for cultivating a content and joyful life. Marcus Aurelius wrote extensively about gratitude in his personal meditations, reminding himself daily to appreciate what he had. He noted, "Dwell on the beauty of life, watch the stars, and see yourself running with them." This simple yet profound practice of mindful appreciation can shift our focus from what we lack to the myriad blessings that surround us. Gratitude is not just a passive feeling, but an active practice. It involves taking time each day to reflect on what you are thankful for, no matter how small. This can be done through journaling, where you write down 3 things you are grateful for each day, or through silent contemplation. The key is to make it a regular habit, allowing it to permeate your daily consciousness. Neglecting gratitude often leads to a sense of dissatisfaction and longing for more. Seneca wisely observed, It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more, that is poor. By focusing on gratitude, we cultivate a mindset of sufficiency and contentment, recognizing that true wealth lies in appreciating what we already have. Mistake 4. Ignoring inner growth. Epictetus famously said, "No man is free who is not master of himself." This highlights the Stoic belief that inner growth and self-mastery are paramount. The process of cultivating virtues such as wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance is never-ending. Each day presents new opportunities to refine our character and deepen our understanding of ourselves and the world. Inner growth involves continuous self-examination. Marcus Aurelius practiced this diligently, often reflecting on his actions, thoughts, and motivations. He wrote, "The soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts." This means that our inner world shapes our outer reality. By fostering positive, virtuous thoughts, we cultivate a life of purpose and fulfillment. Ignoring inner growth often leads to a sense of emptiness and disconnection. When we cease to challenge ourselves or seek deeper understanding, we risk becoming complacent and disengage. Stoicism encourages us to remain intellectually curious and spiritually active. Read widely, meditate, engage in philosophical discussions, and seek out new perspectives. These practices keep the mind sharp and the spirit vibrant. Another crucial aspect of inner growth is facing and overcoming personal challenges. Seneca advised, "Difficulties strengthen the mind, as labor does the body." Embrace the challenges that come your way as opportunities for growth. Whether it's overcoming a personal fear, mending a strained relationship, or pursuing a new goal, these endeavors build resilience and character. Inner growth also encompasses emotional maturity. Stoicism teaches us to manage our emotions wisely, understanding that they stem from our perceptions and judgments. By practicing mindfulness and emotional regulation, we develop the ability to respond to life's events with equanimity and clarity. This emotional intelligence enhances our interactions with others and our overall sense of well-being. Surround yourself with a supportive community that encourages growth and provides diverse perspectives. Engage in practices such as meditation, journaling, and reading philosophical texts to deepen your understanding and cultivate inner peace. Mistake 5. Fear of change. Fear of change is a common and paralyzing mistake that many people face as they grow older. This fear can prevent us from embracing new opportunities, adapting to new circumstances, and continuing to grow. The Stoics, however, teach us that change is an inevitable part of life, and learning to accept and even embrace it is of well-being. Fostering inner growth involves setting aside time for reflection and self-improvement each day. Start a journal where you can record your thoughts, actions, and areas for improvement. Engage in meditation or mindfulness practices to gain insight into your mental and emotional states. Read philosophical and spiritual texts to broaden your understanding and inspire new perspectives. So, ignoring inner growth is a mistake that leads to stagnation and a sense of purposelessness. By embracing the Stoic principles of continuous self-examination, intellectual curiosity, and emotional regulation, we ensure that our later years are filled with growth, wisdom, and fulfillment. Mistake 5. Fear of change. Change is a constant in life, and resisting it only leads to suffering. Marcus Aurelius emphasized this in his Meditations, writing, "Observe always that everything is the result of change, and get used to thinking that there is nothing nature loves so well as to change existing forms and to make new ones like them." By understanding that change is natural and necessary, we can approach it with a sense of curiosity and openness. Fear of change often stems from the unknown. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control and let go of what we cannot. This principle is encapsulated in the Serenity Prayer. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. By concentrating on our own actions and attitudes, we reduce anxiety and increase our ability to handle change effectively. To overcome the fear of change, It's essential to build resilience. Seneca advised, "The whole future lies in uncertainty. Live immediately, embrace the present moment, and make the most of it, rather than worrying about future changes." This mindset fosters resilience and a proactive approach to life's challenges. Practically, facing the fear of change involves stepping out of your comfort zone regularly. Try new activities, meet new people, and explore new places. This not only makes life more exciting, but also builds confidence in your ability to adapt. Reflect on past experiences of change and how you successfully navigated them, using these as reminders of your resilience and capability. So, fear of change is a common mistake that can hinder growth and fulfillment in older age. By adopting the Stoic principles of acceptance, focusing on what we can control, and building resilience, we can face change with courage and grace, enriching our lives and opening ourselves to new opportunities. Mistake 6. Being alone too much. Isolation and loneliness can significantly impact our mental and physical health, particularly in older age. While solitude can offer moments of reflection and peace, excessive isolation can lead to depression, anxiety, and a diminished quality of life. Stoicism, with its emphasis on community and human connection, provides valuable guidance on maintaining meaningful relationships and avoiding the pitfalls of loneliness. Epictetus highlighted the importance of social connections when he said, "We are not isolated individuals, but part of a larger community." This underscores the Stoic belief in the interconnectedness of humanity. Engaging with others and participating in community life is essential for our well-being and sense of purpose. Loneliness often arises from the belief that we are separate and isolated. However, Marcus Aurelius reminds us, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." By cultivating a mindset of connection and belonging, we can mitigate feelings of loneliness. Reach out to friends, family, and community members regularly, fostering relationships that bring joy and support. So the Stoics believed in the value of deep, meaningful relationships over superficial ones. Epictetus taught, "Associate with people who are likely to improve you. Surround yourself with individuals who uplift, inspire, and challenge you. These relationships provide emotional support and intellectual stimulation, enriching your life in profound ways." It's also important to balance social interaction with moments of solitude. Use alone time for self-reflection, meditation, and personal growth. Marcus Aurelius often reflected in solitude, using it as a time to align his actions with his values. He noted, "Nowhere can man find a quieter or more untroubled retreat than in his own soul." Striking this balance ensures that solitude is a source of strength rather than loneliness. Practically, staying connected involves making an effort to maintain and nurture relationships. Schedule regular visits, calls, or virtual meetings with loved ones. Participate in local activities, whether it's a book club, a sports team, or a community garden. These activities provide regular social interaction and a sense of community. Mistake 7. Not taking care of your body. Physical health is crucial for overall well-being and a virtuous and fulfilling life. The Stoics emphasize the interdependence of body and mind, stating that it is impossible to live a pleasant life without living wisely and well and justly. Physical health includes regular exercise, a balanced diet, and adequate rest. Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor, prioritized physical activity and self-care, enhancing his overall well-being. Seneca advised moderation and simplicity in eating, aiming for a balanced diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats. Proper nutrition fuels the body and mind, supporting optimal function and vitality. Adequate rest and sleep are also vital. Marcus Aurelius valued sleep by maintaining a consistent schedule, creating a restful environment, and addressing any sleep issues promptly. Ignoring physical health often stems from lack of motivation or the belief that it's too late to make a difference. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control and take proactive steps towards improvement. Social health is closely linked to mental and emotional well-being, and regular exercise, a balanced diet, and adequate rest contribute to a positive mood, reduced stress, and increased resilience. By following the Stoic principles of regular exercise, balanced nutrition, and adequate rest, we can maintain physical health, support mental and emotional well-being, and live a vibrant and fulfilling life. Mistake 8. Forgetting to manage money properly. Financial security is crucial for older adults, as neglecting it can lead to stress, anxiety, and a diminished quality of life. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of moderation, planning, and living within one's means. Wealth should be used wisely, not as a source of identity or happiness. Effective money management starts with understanding and controlling expenses, as Marcus Aurelius practiced frugality and simplicity. Create a budget reflecting one's values and priorities, and track spending regularly to identify areas for savings. Planning for the future is another crucial aspect of financial security, as Epictetus advised. Wealth consists not in having great possessions, but in having few wants. Consult with a financial advisor to develop a comprehensive plan that includes savings, investments, and retirement funds. Avoid unnecessary debt and work towards paying off existing debts to free one from financial burdens. An emergency fund can provide a financial cushion in times of need, reducing stress and allowing confidence in handling unforeseen circumstances. Stoic financial wisdom also emphasizes generosity and philanthropy, as Marcus Aurelius believed in using wealth to benefit others. Regular review and adjustment of financial plans are essential for long-term stability. Mistake 9. Putting off making plans for the end of life. Planning for the end life is a crucial task that many people avoid, but it is essential for ensuring peace of mind and protecting loved ones' interests. Stoicism, which emphasizes preparedness and acceptance of mortality, offers profound guidance on making thoughtful and compassionate end-of-life plans. The Stoics viewed death as a natural part of life and believed in facing it with courage and clarity. Epictetus taught that learning to die has unlearned how to be a slave, encouraging us to accept our mortality and prepare thoughtfully. End-of-life planning involves practical steps such as creating a will, establishing power of attorney, and making healthcare directives. Marcus Aurelius emphasized the importance of being prepared for life's inevitable events, writing, "You could leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think." By addressing these practical matters, you ensure that your wishes are honored and your loved ones are protected. Creating a will is a fundamental step in end-of-life planning, outlining how your assets will be distributed and who will be responsible for carrying out your wishes. Establishing a power of attorney is another crucial aspect, designating someone you trust to make financial and healthcare decisions on your behalf if you become unable to do so. Healthcare directives provide guidance on your preferences for medical treatment, alleviating the burden on your loved ones to make difficult decisions. Stoicism also teaches the importance of leaving a legacy through virtuous actions and meaningful contributions. Open and honest conversations with loved ones about your wishes are essential for ensuring everyone understands and respects your preferences. Begin your end-of-life planning by consulting with legal and financial professionals, creating and updating necessary documents, communicating your wishes to loved ones, and reflecting on the legacy you want to leave. Regularly reviewing and adjusting your plans to align with your evolving values and circumstances can help ensure peace, clarity, and meaningful contributions in your final years. Mistake 10. Not paying attention to your mental health. Mental health is a crucial component of overall well-being, yet it is often overlooked, especially in older age. Neglecting mental health can lead to issues such as depression, anxiety, and cognitive decline. Stoicism offers valuable insights and practices for maintaining mental health, emphasizing the importance of inner peace, resilience, and emotional regulation. Marcus Aurelius often reflected on the power of the mind, stating, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." This wisdom underscores the Stoic belief that mental health is rooted in our thoughts and perceptions. Cultivating a positive and balanced mindset is essential for maintaining mental well-being. One of the foundational practices in Stoicism for mental health is mindfulness and self-awareness. Epictetus advised, "Make it your study then to amend your own acts and rest satisfied if others shall allow you to improve yourself." Regularly reflect on your thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, and strive to align them with your values and virtues. This practice fosters self-awareness and emotional regulation, reducing stress and promoting mental clarity. Resilience is another key aspect of mental health. The Stoics believed in the importance of facing challenges with courage and composure. Seneca noted, "Difficulties strengthen the mind, as labor does the body." Embrace life's challenges as opportunities for growth, using them to build mental strength and resilience. This mindset helps you navigate adversity with grace and confidence. Maintaining social connections is also vital for mental health. As discussed earlier, Stoicism emphasizes the importance of community and meaningful relationships. Engage with friends, family, and community members regularly to foster a sense of connection and support. Loneliness and isolation can exacerbate mental health issues, so prioritize social interaction and seek out opportunities to connect with others. Physical health and mental health are closely linked. Regular exercise, a balanced diet, and adequate rest contribute to mental well-being by reducing stress, improving mood, and enhancing cognitive function. Marcus Aurelius valued physical activity as a component of overall health, recognizing its impact on mental clarity and emotional balance. Additionally, Stoicism teaches the importance of acceptance and letting go of what we cannot control. Epictetus advised, "Seek not the good in external things. Seek it in yourselves. Focus on what you can control, your thoughts, actions, and attitudes, and let go of external circumstances that are beyond your influence." This practice reduces anxiety and fosters a sense of inner peace and stability. Prioritize activities that support mental health, such as mindfulness meditation, journaling, and regular exercise. Seek professional help if needed, whether through therapy, counseling, or support groups. Stay socially connected and engage in activities that bring joy and fulfillment. So, not paying attention to mental health is a mistake that can lead to significant issues in older age. By embracing Stoic principles of mindfulness, resilience, social connection, and acceptance, we can maintain mental well-being and live a balanced, fulfilling life.